The renewable portfolio standards, also something that's a very positive trend, but typically covered under the utility regulations, and so I'm not going to get into that either. Noise setbacks in health. There have been, particularly in a number of states such as Michigan, a number of litigations. There have been continuing efforts in leases, in other documents such as siting agreements, where they're trying to deal with the perceived health issues, whether it's because of flicker noise or vibrations or other issues. There is a trend towards having more of these kinds of issues crop up, particularly as we get more and more utility-scale wind farms. But that's something I think I'm going to leave for another day to be dealt with in litigation. I will take note that there are many health issues where it's very difficult to establish a link between what's going on and the health issues, and those can take a very long time to sort out. I do expect to see more leases, more siting certificates, and those sorts of documents that will have specific provisions. I think there's going to be a trend towards efforts of local ordinances as well for setbacks and those sorts of things. Okay. This is getting to the area that I mainly want to talk about. Many people look at me pretty quizzically when I say I do a lot of environmental work related to renewable energy, and they're like, what? Renewable energy isn't supposed to have environmental issues. And then I start talking about bird, bats, and bunnies. Species issues are a big deal, and they're going to be a bigger deal. They're under the jurisdiction of the Department of the Interior, and they the regulations are dealt with through the Fish and Wildlife Service. I think you're going to see increasing regulations, as I'll get into later, and increasing permitting programs under these standards.